This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
U.S. consumer confidence is steady, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
According to the Conference Board, its consumer confidence index dipped 0.3 in December to 126.5. Economists were expecting the metric to rise a bit to 128.2 from November. Consumers rating that business conditions are good remained unchanged at nearly 39%. Those fearing conditions are bad fell a bit to just over 11%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker is pardoning thousands of low-level marijuana offenders in his state.
December 31st of 2019 will land among the best. Because today we're clearing 11,017 convictions for Illinoisans.
Pritzker says he's issuing the pardons because marijuana will become legal in the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
If you're out in the town for New Year's Eve, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says, play it safe.
New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for bars and house parties across the country. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their DUI patrols. Alberto Gutierrez is Arizona's director of the governor's office of highway safety, and he tells ABC 15 News out of Phoenix, there's really no reason these days to be drinking and driving.
Uber, Lyft, designated driver. Be careful what you do. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers, some glasses of wine, but don't overdo it because in these days, you know, an arrest can really be horrible for your life and your work and everything else you do.
The new year and the new decade is being welcomed across the world with fireworks, dancing, and champagne. But Australia's celebrations were overshadowed by deadly wildfires, and protests dampened the festive mood in Hong Kong and in India. Large crowds in Sydney Harbour watched fireworks, even as smoke from the wildfires turned the evening sky blood red. Hong Kong's government also canceled its popular fireworks in Victoria Harbour due to security concerns as protesters staged more rallies. People in India also welcomed the new year with protests. angered by a citizenship law that they say will discriminate against Muslims and chip away at the country's secular constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to having a conversation with him. We've spoken briefly, to be perfectly honest with you. He is the chairman of the board for Promise Keepers. His new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, What the Bible Says About Being a Man. I'm going to read the inside jacket here for you. It says, on any given day, most men feel they fall short as fathers, husbands, friends, and followers of God. Weary of the world's ever-changing advice on manhood, they long for time-tested wisdom to see them through their trials, temptations, and decisions. Rise of the Servant Kings cuts through the confusion with refreshingly real versions of true masculinity. As a former police officer from one of the deadliest areas of the country and now a successful business executive and ministry leader, Ken Harrison has seen it all, and he knows that only the Bible provides the path to real manhood. Ken, good to have you with us. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, your story, as you've said to me, has just been an incredible tapestry, you know, from working a bar and the stories you tell about your experience there to successful entrepreneur, and now here you are as the chairman of the Board of Promise Keepers. Who would have thunk, huh?
That's right. After you're going to do life, you might as well do it right.
Right, exactly. So, you know, let's share some of the stories, because amazingly, as I'm reading your book, Rise of the Servant Kings, it not only intertwines, but there's convergence. It's not like you meet somebody along the way, never to see them again. I mean, in some cases, like a person who is homeless, who happens to be outside of the door of this bar you're working at, later on is one to really be instrumental in saving your life.
Yeah, and that is so true. One of my verses that's become a main verse since I got into Promise Keepers is John 3:8. You know, the wind blows where it will, and you hear its sound. You don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone who's led of the Spirit. And I find that, you know, the key to living an obedient life in the Lord is living in the moment. Mm-hmm. And when God talked to Moses in the burning bush, and he said to Moses, my name is I Am. That's the first time he said his name. He didn't say I always was and I always will be. Mm-hmm. Because God's in the moment. He's in the present. And when we live in the moment, we stop worrying about the past or feeling guilt about the past or looking into the future with angst. If we just walk in the moment today, that's why Jesus says, pick up your cross daily and follow me. Man, life is just this amazing adventure because things do circle around.
Yeah, and when you hold confidence in the fact that God is the author and finisher of our faith, you just realize that we are an incredible masterpiece that he continues to work on. You know, regardless of where we are at any given moment, as you say, he says the deal is still on between me and you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we talk about in the verse on the, or in the chapter on the fall in the book too, about how we had the option of choosing between the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we chose knowledge over life. And that's why faith is so integral to who we are, because we, in our sinful nature, we want to know, I have to know, I have to know. I'll, you know, as soon as I see, then I'll believe. Mm-hmm. And that's a slap in the face to our Creator. It says we don't trust Him. And so, yes, setting aside our need to know, our need for certainty, and saying, I will obey no matter what. You know, in this relaunch of Promise Keepers, you know, I've had many Christian leaders tell me, man, you're bringing back Promise Keepers. Wow, you have so much guts. I said, you know, and one guy in particular, I said, you know, if you look at the disciples of Jesus, they were sawn into, hung upside down, burned alive. If Promise Keepers was to be a massive failure, the worst that would happen to me is I'd look dumb. Is that our new definition of courage? Is looking
right.
Stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you and I discussed, Ken, the first time we talked, is Promise Keepers, and the whole idea has been on my heart ever since day one when I met Coach McCartney in Irvine, California. And this was at the start of Promise Keepers coming to Southern California. And it had an incredible impact on the men that I saw not only in Southern California but around the country. And when Promise Keepers went, I guess for lack of a better word, on a time out, a little bit of a sabbatical, if we can say it that way, I got to tell you, I personally grieved over that because I said, God, we've got to have this back because I saw what was happening. There's nothing like 35, 40, 50,000 men in a stadium. You know, who at one point may be cheering for some of the people in the middle of the field competing, but now you have them praising God with tears down their faces, with lives being changed, and other brothers coming alongside, as Coach McCartney would say, back to back and shoulder to shoulder. It was an incredible movement, and suddenly it came to an end, and there's been this huge void there. And I've got to tell you, for a long time, whether it was talking with Raleigh Washington and other people that were involved in Promise Keepers early on, it was saying, what is it going to take? This needs to get back in the fold again. And but, you know, as you and I again discussed, in God's time, and here it is, he's raised you up, as we might say, and it may sound a little trite, but it is really powerful for a time such as this because, you know, this is the time. You know, where, you know, we look at, you know, all these psychologists have come up, Dr., you know, Warren Farrell, who's written extensively, he's done incredible research on, you know, fatherlessness and, you know, the boy crises and what's been going on to this generation, you know, of younger men that are coming into the fold here. And without, you know, the proper fatherhood example, and tutelage, they have been running, you know, they've been running amok. I mean, it's just been chaos. And, you know, the Holy Spirit has been faithful, just like in Genesis, to hover over the chaos. And I believe the rise of the servant kings and the rise of Promise Keepers is perfectly timed, as the way God always does things. And, I'm looking for even greater things than we saw previously with Promise Keepers.
Yeah, and we have a massive plan, and there's a lot to what you just said. The first one is, when God called me back to do this, and it was really a calling, and this was pushed into my lap so much so, I wanted nothing to do with Promise Keepers that I'd actually said to many people, I feel like if I don't do this, I'm going to get swallowed by a big fish. And you know, when God calls people to great things, usually their answer is, me? You know, it's back to the burning bush. Moses said, after God goes on for two chapters about all these amazing things he's going to do, Moses says, pick somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that there is something in the reluctance of someone. And when someone thinks they're called to something, you have to really check and go, you know, is this your ego? Mm-hmm. With me, there was nothing in me that thought I could do this. There was just this absolute burning need that we needed to make this happen, a desperation. But to the event you were talking about, I have had many hundreds of men email, call, I've met them, and so some in tears talk about the feeling of hearing 70,000 guys singing Amazing Grace together, and that they have not been able to recreate that feeling since Promise Keepers left the stage. And I think it's a feeling of authenticity about the mask of men that comes down, whether it's right or wrong, when there's no women around and it's all men and I don't need to be chivalrous for anybody. I can just be my authentic self and follow my face and repent. But there's also a power in the voices of those men that you look around and you think, I'm not alone.
Ken, we got to take a quick pause. We've got more from Ken Harrison after this. Stay with us, America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Live free or die, right?
silence.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. This is Ken Harrison, who is with us. He's the author of the book Rise of the Servant Kings, what the Bible says about being a man. Ken, before we went to break, we were talking about the incredible experience that men saw firsthand, how their lives were changed, the emotions. I mean, here, you know, we hear from the feminist movement, you know, men have no heart, they don't care, there's no emotion in them. Well, I'll tell you, at any one of these events, these Promise Keeper events, if you were there, you would see that that was one humongous lie.
Yeah, the other side, you remember before break I was talking about 70,000 guys singing Amazing Grace. And the other thing, to your point, is I've had many young men in their late 30s, early 40s, to me and said, no, I went with my dad when I was 14 or 15. Yes. And that's the time when he, for the first time, told me he loved me. That's the time when I saw my dad, who was an alcoholic or struggled with a temper, et cetera, fell on his face, and I saw him in tears. And I so want to repeat that with my son. There is something that comes with the power of hearing God's word from men who are courageous and humble and know his word and will declare it with boldness. And we don't have that much of that anymore. Mm-hmm. And next July 31st at AT&T Stadium, you guys are going to hear the greatest speakers in the world declare God's word with boldness.
Now, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, right?
Yeah, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Where,
yes.
Where they cut a hole in the roof so God could watch his favorite football team, is what I'm told.
Yes, and he's going to get to watch thousands of men once again raising their arms and humbling themselves before a holy and awesome God at this incredible event. How can the men of our audience and the men around this country support what Promise Keepers is reviving?
PromiseKeepers.org is where you can get tickets. We're going to announce speakers soon. We have done a very soft launch of tickets because there were so many guys that so desperately been waiting for 25 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to do a big splash and have this thing sell out before they could get tickets. So to all of the people who were in the know who got our emails, we opened up tickets. And then we will have a huge announcement with all the speakers. I don't want to lock myself into a date, but probably around the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, guys can go on and get tickets to PromiseKeepers.org to the stadium. After that, once the stadium is full, we will be simulcasting this coast to coast. So we're planning on about 10,000 locations. We actually already have four people who are renting major NBA arenas to show it in their local city, where you can go and gather not with 80,000 guys, but with 12,000 guys.
Ken, what is the vision after Dallas? Will it be similar to what was done previously? I think we had as many as at least a dozen major venues where Promise Keepers basically took it on the road.
Right. We won't. So what we're going to do is one NFL stadium per year, always the last weekend in July. And it's important for two reasons. The first is, if we do it always the same time of the year, this becomes a tradition when the men of God gather together to go to the stadium or to go to their local church. You grab your sons, your brother, your neighbor, and you go worship the Lord together, and you really get sharpened by hearing the word of God declared. The second reason we're doing one a year is so we can change the speakers, the topics, to hit really what men need to hear in that day, because there's some things that are very specific. Right now, we need to talk about abortion and pornography to guys, how to repent, how to get help. Don't be wasted in self-loathing. Jesus loves you, but turn from your sin and repent, and here's how. And then lastly, there needs to be follow-up, because one of the breakdowns of Promise Keepers back in the day was guys would leave with this mountaintop experience, ready to charge hell with a bucket of water, and then have nowhere to go. So this time, we're developing an app, we're developing teams and organizations so that we can plug men into areas, develop friends, serve together, get great Bible teaching together, so that when they leave that event, they're not left wanting until the next event, that there's really a carry through with relationships.
That's absolutely important. When I worked with the Billy Graham Association, we were really effective in 85 in Southern California in doing that. But we had an incredible network partnership with the local churches. I think that was also a considered weakness for Promise Keepers. For some reason, the local churches did not quite embrace it as they should. The E-Team component, by the way, Ken, I was very effective where we were in Southern California. In fact, I met with a group of E-Team guys. There was, 4 to 6, because it was a small component, a small unit, and we met together for about 8 years, and it was powerful.
Yeah, things have really changed. I mean, back in the 90s, there was a lot of sense. I mean, it's not right, but it's reality. A lot of churches thought Promise Keepers was a bit of a pain in the neck because it competed with them. They felt, which it didn't. And also, these men came out of there jacked up and ready to go.
Exactly.
And something happened. And the churches were like, wait a minute, we're comfortable and we're complacent and we don't want you getting all excited. Now, I think this is less aspiration among the people of God. Mm-hmm. Women and children are suffering by jacked up men.
Exactly.
And the church, the pastors, they need help. Men are checking out more and more. And so we're seeing now, I'm talking to pastors all over America who are so excited. And they now see us as a major partner. There's not a competition, if you will.
Exactly. Well, and as you mentioned, these two issues of pornography, according to Barna, a third of the people in the pews of the churches across America today are involved in pornography. This is much more pervasive than we realize. But if you have a milquetoast church, which also the research indicates that these liberal churches who have decided to be warm and comfortable and lukewarm, if we might put it in the Bible's terms, they are the ones that are losing followers. They're the ones that are taking a downturn, and of course those numbers are brought in to the overall number where some of these known commentators are saying, well, the church is failing and it's losing. Well, no, it's losing where it needs to lose, and God is as he always does, is trimming the hedges, and in some cases where they absolutely need to be turned upside down, this is his church, his organism that he established to fight against the gates of hell. So clearly, pornography is one thing, and I'm with you on as well as far as abortion is concerned. I still say that there will be that time where the cry of Rachel that we hear and read about in the New Testament, we will hear the male version of that cry when the men repent for what they have done. And this is starting to happen, Ken, where men are realizing, I murdered my son and daughter because of Roe v. Wade.
I just heard such a powerful story of a woman who, she called me to tell me that she had an abortion when her and her husband were just married, and her husband begged her not to have it. She did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And a few years later, when now they had kids, there's a child about 4 or 5, she came into the garage and found her husband and her 4-year-old boy on the floor sobbing together, and she asked what was wrong, and that little boy had just learned that they'd had an abortion, and it had just occurred to him that his mother had killed his sibling. And they had to go through major counseling because what really came out was this man felt so emasculated because he was supposed to defend and protect his child. Instead, his own wife murdered his child, and there was nothing he could do about it. So I'm telling you, men need a chance to repent or get healing and really deal with it, because abortion, I think, is a festering wound in the heart of many, many men. And there's the other side, too, of a guy who threw $300 at his girlfriend and said, go take care of that problem. And, and all of us need to deal with that sin in our lives, clean ourselves up, and then start to realize, what can we do to stop that awful premeditated murder of babies in our country?
Without a doubt. And I have to say that I often hear from people, and through this radio show and through the platform that God has given me, Ken, people say, we need to pray for revival. And I say, no, we need to pray for repentance. Well, it's the rise of the servant kings, what the Bible says about being a man. Ken Harrison has been our guest. Ken, we got to continue this conversation. I look forward to having you back. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
PromiseKeepers.org to get tickets on Promise Keepers, and then RiseOfTheServantKings.com. You can go on there and download 2 free chapters if you want, and you can also get the free study guide that the publisher put out. And then you can buy the book on Amazon or all the usual places.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but believes that the regime is responsible for storming the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. The president told reporters he wouldn't let the incident become another Benghazi, and he praised the military for quickly taking hold of the situation.
It's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job, and they were there instantaneously.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Strang is back with us. Been a while since we've talked, but he's got an exciting new book out titled God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. I said it's out. It's going to be coming out in January. Why He Must Win and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. Stephen, of course, is the best-selling author and founder and CEO of Charisma Media. Stephen, welcome back. Good to be talking to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, I want to address the topic of God and Trump. You wrote about God and Trump, the God and Trump dynamic. Previously, this was your best-selling book, God and Donald Trump. And now we're following it up with God, Trump, and the 2020 election. Most evangelicals get it. They understand. They see that what Donald Trump has been able to do in 3 years is nothing short of miraculous. How does he affect these kind of policy changes, do this incredible amount of positive things on behalf of the American people
without the hand of God being upon him. And I believe that he's the first to admit, and I see this president praying. I see evangelicals around him praying for him. He acknowledges God. I am grateful for his leadership. I am reminded of the word of God that says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And compared to where we were previously, Steve, you and I spoke about this, is that the natives were rather restless because God was being pushed out of the public square. Donald Trump is bringing God back to the centerpiece of the American culture, and people are starting to feel better about it. And we can see the fruit of these choices and this movement that has been happening organically. Now, I appreciate also for those who are not people of faith that they don't get this. They say, well, oh, you know, Bill, you and Stephen, you know, talking about God and Trump, you guys are over the top. You're knucklehead. Okay, I understand you may not get that. But we're just going to present the case so that you can look at the fruit, excuse me, the fruit of this administration, and you tell me what other president in the history of this country in 3 years.
100%. But you're absolutely right. But, you know, you said a mouthful, and there's so many ways that we could go with this. The issue to me is even bigger than just God and what's happening with Donald Trump. It's really what's happening in our culture. Mm-hmm. I believe that the book is as much about our culture and where America is going. And then the question is, where is God in all this? Now, the people that you just described that don't get it about Trump, they don't get it about serving God.
Exactly.
God has a plan and purpose, that he's raised up America to be a light to the nations. They don't get it. But, you know, you referred to it earlier. You said that Trump is at least bringing some of these issues up. He's defending rights that have been eroded. You know, this has been going on a long time. A lot of people will say, well, it's been going on for 50 years, you know, back to the 60s, which were also very, very turbulent. But I believe it's been going on, you know, at least since Woodrow Wilson, and you can even make an argument that it's been going back to the 1800s, where we got away from God being the centerpiece. And I believe that things finally got so bad that people cried out, you know, God helps us with the direction our country is going, morally, culturally, every other way, and that God raised up this unlikely person. You know, I saw him on TV yesterday when he was signing this presidential order against anti-Semitism, and he brought a couple of the Jewish leaders up, and he brought some Christian leaders up, and they were kind of talking about it, and he quoted Robert Jeffress, the pastor from Baptist in Dallas.
Dallas, yeah, right.
Saying that, quoting Jeffress, speaking of himself, saying, well, maybe he, you know, he doesn't know the Bible as well as anyone else, but that he is defending our right to live the kind of life we want to live. And what's at stake in this election is if the other side gets in, we lose a lot of the benefits that you were referring to. Not only that, but it's going to go the other direction. The other side has become absolutely unglued to try to get this president out, not just because of him as a person, because in some ways, you know, if they get him out, they get Mike Pence, you know, who's even a lot more religious than Donald Trump is.
Right.
But they want to get power, take this country in a different direction, not just becoming more and more liberal socially and culturally and playing down Christianity and holding Christians back and so forth, but they want to take us towards socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And I make the case in the book, God, Trump, in the 2020 election, that socialism is just one step short of communism. I mean,
exactly.
Who would have thought? We defeated communism. The Berlin Wall fell. When was it? The late 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
In the George H.W. Bush administration. Who would have thought that it would rear its ugly head? And there are actually people in America who think that socialism is better than capitalism at the time that our economy is probably as strong as it's been in a long, long time. Joblessness is down. You know, all the benefits you're talking about. The thing is that Donald Trump, who had never held public office, so we didn't really know where he stood in a lot of the issues, but he promised that he would do a lot of these things. I have a whole chapter
yes.
in the book called Promises Made, Promises Kept, which articulate very clearly, you know, the kinds of things that you were referring to earlier. And I just lay out the case. I write this book for Christian people. Now, of course, I try to write it in a way that, you know, you don't have to be a gung-ho churchgoer to read and enjoy the book. But the thing is, this is very serious, not only politically, but from a spiritual point of view. And I boldly say that that there's a spiritual aspect to it. Number one, God's will, which we have kind of been referring to, and a lot of people, even Christians, don't really understand God's will. But also, there's spiritual warfare. That's what the Bible calls it. That's what a lot of Christians call it. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And that's what's at play. That's what we're seeing
exactly
right now in Washington, D.C., with these impeachment hearings. It's what we're seeing with the deep state. You know, this is very, very serious. And I tell people that, number one, they need to understand it. Number two, they need to pray. And number three, they need to get active, because our side tends to be kind of nice people, and we tend to be a little bit complacent. A lot of times, people stay home because they feel their vote won't count, or they feel it's not important. But it is important. Not only their votes, they need to, influence their circle everyone has a circle of influence. Everyone.
Exactly.
And we need to influence the circle we have. And I even have talking points in there about, if you're at Christmas or Thanksgiving or some kind of family gathering, or even at work, of things that you can say to persuade others Donald Trump is right. Because, you know, a lot of people respond to the stereotype. And the stereotype is not that good. You know, they criticize his tweets. Now, I happen to enjoy his tweets. Mm-hmm. I wonder sometimes why he had to tweet about a football coach or something. You know, it seems...
Some of that stuff's amusement. I see it, Steve. I do. I think he amuses himself with some of the tweets. That's okay.
Of course, and he's strategic. He's keeping everybody off balance. They're all focused on his tweets instead of the things he's accomplished. You know, a lot of people have documented this, not only me, but I deal with it in the book, too, that, for all these crazy tweets every day, the news media would be beside themselves with the way that he deregulated oil and gas, the way that he has dropped a lot of these regulations to stifle business. You know, they would have their hair on fire because, it's against the agenda, the left-leaning, drifting agenda that they have for more and more government, more and more control of our lives, more and more liberal policies, and so forth. This president is a disruptor, and I make this case. The book actually has three sections. One of them is understanding Donald Trump. He is not like the stereotype. I've had the opportunity to interview him. I kind of expected him to be like you kind of see on TV, but he wasn't. He was
right.
Fairly soft-spoken. He was respectful. Mm-hmm. He was very focused on my questions.
Stephen, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Stephen Strang after this. Stay with us. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle man and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, people of faith and America, this is your moment. It's time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Stephen Strang continues. We're talking about his upcoming, soon-to-be-released book right after the first of the year, God, Trump, and the 2020 election, Why He Must Win, and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. Stephen, in your book, you address the spiritual component, and we touched on that a little bit at the beginning when we first connected. And I really want to make this point, because I think this is something we've been saying for a long time, because I had believed that possibly, and what many people were praying for, is that like the city of Nineveh that was going to hell in the handbasket, Jonah did not want to go there, and it took a whale of a time for Jonah to finally realize that he was the prophet, he was God's chosen instrument to ignite a revival in Nineveh. And it gave them a 100-year reprieve, because they were going south fast. And many of us, as believers, had seen the trajectory that America was on. We were on a dangerous path, and believe that if God's hand of providence did not step in, that we were really going to be, in serious trouble. And what's been revealed to us, because Donald Trump has been that exposing agent. You can call him, in some ways and use some sort of metaphor that he's brought light to the swamp and to the dark aspects of our body politic. And it's been quite scary. I mean, what we're seeing, what's being revealed about the FBI, what we saw happening about our political leaders and the corruption that's going on. And thank God for people of faith that were, it didn't necessarily ignite as a full-blown revival, because, as Charles Finney says, a revival happens when it's most needed. Now, many of us believe
We need it. But before we get there, we have to realize and confess the error of our ways. There has to be repentance. And I don't know that our country is quite there. We're getting close. And then when that happens, then, Katie, bar the door, then the light of God will be shining through.
Well, I agree with you, and you make some very good points. You know, there are some Christian leaders, and I quote them in the book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, who believe that God's plans and purposes are a lot bigger than just Donald Trump or this election. It's really that God has raised up America as a light to the nations. You know, America, as most sincere Christians know, have been the ones that have spread the gospel around the world more than any other nation. And if we become just another nation or a socialist nation, first of all, a lot of bad actors will rise to the forefront. We won't have our freedoms. We won't have the economic power that, you know, we even have money to fund missionaries and so forth. And so there's a lot bigger issue going on, and there are leaders who say that they believe a great revival is coming. Now, you can look around at what's happening and wonder how that is true, but I believe there's a shift. There's a shift happening with Donald Trump, and we need four more years to get a lot of these things going, plus the fact that if it stops, as we referred to earlier, and the other side gets in, and this is more than just the Democrats or the Republicans being in. I mean, if Donald Trump had run as a Democrat, because I, you know, at some point in the past he was a Democrat, I still would have been for him. You know, both of the political parties.
I couldn't have been only because of their party platform, Stephen. Their party platform for murder of babies. I could not have.
Hypothetically,
yes. Okay.
He would have changed the party platform.
Right.
To me, this is not about parties. It's really about good and evil. It's about right and wrong. It's about left and right. And I try to make the case in the book so that people understand, because, you know, we're all bombarded with the secular media. I mean, even Fox, which most of us like, you know, because it's a better alternative, they don't talk about these issues.
No.
Godliness is not important to them. You
know, there's been a shift. There's been a recent shift in Fox that people are becoming aware of, too. So.
Yeah, that's an entirely different conversation, and I was actually with one of the Fox people this week, and we were talking about it in private conversation. But, you know, the Christian media is pretty small. I say that as you know, I spent my life in Christian media, and also most Christian media are pretty timid. Some of them are sort of left of center. Some of them are never Trumpers. And so I'm trying to do my thing, you know, both through Charisma Media, our podcast, our website, charismanews.com, those kinds of things, to sound the alarm. And this book is my way to try to affect this election by waking up our side. Now, most of the people who read me or follow me or who know me are Pentecostals or Charismatics, and they tend to be nice people. They go to church a lot. They pay their tithes. And they tend to sit on the sidelines, and they feel kind of powerless. You know, they and thankfully they're starting to wake up. In fact,
exactly.
The Pentecostal leaders who are the first ones to back Trump back at the very, very beginning, within evangelicalism, there's kind of a pecking order, and there are sort of elites, believe it or not. I think it's part of the culture of America, and they tended to back other candidates, mainly Ted Cruz, as I did. I supported Cruz up until he dropped out of the election, partly because he was tough and because he's a solid Christian. But Ted Cruz's time has proven can't hold a light to Donald Trump in terms of being tough. And, you know, how in the world he puts up with all of the attacks. And it's not just a few attacks. It's attacks every single day.
90% of
the next one.
90% of the media reporting on him is negative, Stephen, for 3 years. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, nobody got elected, you know, to come here and impeach the president. Are you kidding me? I mean, you didn't hear Maxine Waters from day one. You didn't hear Al Green out of Texas from day one. And, of course, he said early on.
The Post on inaugural day says the process for impeachment has begun.
Exactly.
On day one, he hadn't even done anything. They're going around looking for something. Look how flimsy these things are. They say abuse of power. It's basically they don't like things he's done, and so they think that he's abusing their power to do things they don't like. I mean, it's that simple. And then they say that he, let's see, what is the term they use about, you know, not cooperating with them? Was the other term is escaping me right now. Obstruction of justice.
Yes. Well,
he's not letting some people testify, and that's obstructing their impeachment. You know, it is so flimsy, and it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think they're just trying to bloody him, maybe discourage him, get him off base. But he's a fighter. He's going to stay in there. He's going to win. I believe that this is going to backfire. And in the book, God, Trump, the 2020 election, I talk about some prophecies. Now, a lot of people, you know, even good Christian people don't know what to make about prophecies, partly because some so-called prophecies don't come true. But there was prophecies that Donald Trump would be elected, and they did come true.
Exactly.
There have been some prophecies that he would be in for two terms. However, it is not a slam dunk. Not only do I talk about what's at stake if he loses, why he must win, I have a whole chapter on why he might lose. I cite eight different reasons why he might lose. And it's complacency, which I refer to, but also how dishonest the other side is. Also, if Donald Trump gets us into a war in the Middle East, you know, that may backfire and cause him to lose the election. If the economy suddenly takes a nosedive, that could change things. You know, there are a number of reasons why he might lose. I personally think that the impeachment thing is going to backfire. I personally believe the prophets. But we need to understand what's going on. We can't just assume what's going on. And my book is a way to try to help people to understand who Donald Trump is, the stakes that are involved in this election and at this particular point in time in America, and also to understand the spiritual dimension.
Exactly.
And not only have there been prophecies, but there are some Christian leaders have cited some biblical precedents. I happen to like the one you did on Nineveh. I'm going to use that from now on, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. My gift to you.
God raised up Cyrus, who was a pagan king. He raised up a king not very well known named Jehu, who was the one who got rid of the corrupt Jezebel.
Which there has been an allegory, a comparative between Jehu and Trump. That Jonathan Kahn wrote about, which was I thought was quite brilliant.
Out,
yes,
and I very carefully explain it. And also, there's some signs in the heavens. And when I tell this in the book, and also when I am interviewed, like you're interviewing me now, I say I'm not sure what to make about numerology, but I do think that it's interesting. A lot of Christians would know that a different number seem to have some significance in Scripture. Mm-hmm. The number seven, for example, the number of perfection.
Completeness, yeah.
And also sometimes there's blood moons and things, and we have to wonder why they happen. And I can't go into all the details right now, but I will say that the day that Donald Trump was born, June 14th, 1946, was a blood moon, a solar eclipse. You have to wonder why. And then if you count from the day he was born, exactly 700 days was the day that Israel was born. May 14th, 1948.
Mm-hmm. Was born again.
when Trump was inaugurated on January 20th, 2017, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. And I just think that's a very interesting coincidence, and you kind of wonder if God isn't sending us some kind of sign. And he did send signs. Remember, he sent signs in the heaven that the Magi saw, and they went to worship.
Exactly.
The baby Jesus. And so there are these things that have happened. Our society is so secular that we don't even pay any attention to this kind of stuff. Even Christian people tend to just, like, take kind of a secular point of view. Well, it's probably not that big a deal, and maybe it isn't a big deal. But I present these kinds of things in the book to make the reader think.
It's a call to action, and we've got to leave it there. Stephen Strang, his upcoming book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people.